Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, August the 12th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn down a half a cent, 627 and a quarter. September wheat down 7 1/4 cents at 803 and a half, and November beans down 5 1/4 cents at 1443 and a quarter. There were no export sales announced here this morning. We obviously have the WASD report coming out at 11 o'clock. The average guess on yield is corn yield 175.8. That's down 1.2 bushels to the acre from last month. Beans 51 bushels to the acre, down a half a bushel from last month. Carryouts corn 1383. That's down about 87 million from last month. But considering the weather, it's not too bad. Beans only down 3 million to 227, but that's a pretty tight number. Wheat up about 12 million at 651. The world carryouts going to be a little bit lower in corn, a little bit lower in beans, and just a touch higher in the wheat. Wheat production, they're coming out all wheat. The average guess is 1792 versus 1781 last month. So overall, you know, if we see numbers less than these average guesses, the initial reaction will be bullish. But we have to keep in mind that in the last 7 days, the beans have rallied a buck. Corn's rallied about 47 cents. August beans have rallied $1.93. So it may be in the market already to some extent. Now, August beans go off the board here today. They were down overnight about 26 cents, I think it was. So we'll see how they act here today. There were 29 contracts open coming into today. So we'll see what happens with those 29 contracts. But overall, we've got the crude oil down $1.60 a barrel. It's 50 off the lows it just made a few minutes ago. That may put a little bit of pressure on the bean oil and the beans out here. The dollar's up 52 ticks, which may add to some pressure. Haven't seen really much news on the wheat here today. We know that there had been rough seas coming out of Odessa and that ships were kind of stalled and waiting to move until the seas settled down a bit. But they'll start moving ships again. And the big concern is whether Russia does anything. Hopefully they won't. The other talk is, you know, what's China going to do about Taiwan? And it seems like maybe things have settled down just a little bit there. So overall, you know, the weather looks a little bit wetter today than it did yesterday. Two nights ago, they put in some rains. They took it out yesterday, put them back in today. But there isn't a whole lot of rain out there from what I see. Let's take a quick look. Des Moines gets rain Monday and Tuesday, so that's a little bit more. Kansas, just a touch of rain on Tuesday. Nebraska, they get rains Monday and Tuesday, and the temperatures may be cooled just a little bit. So, you know, if we can get better rains in the next 2 weeks, it'll certainly help the bean crops. Corn, the pollination's, you know, certainly over for the most part. It's not going to be as big a help there, but we've seen August rains contribute to corn. So if we do get some more rains, it'll certainly be helpful. But the carryouts are tight, so any further reduction in these carryouts could certainly give us a knee-jerk reaction higher off the reports. Now, keep in mind, that's exactly what we did a year ago, and we had lower numbers, market knee-jerked higher in the first few minutes. And then, you know, within a matter of weeks, corn and beans gave back significant amounts of money. Corn broke $1 off those highs. Beans broke almost $2 off those highs. So I think the trade's going to be a little bit more careful here, running in and trying to get long, unless there's something really exceptional in the reports. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.